G'day guys, Greg here. Now today for lunch I'm whipping up a steak sandwich with the lot. It's an all-time Aussie classic. Let me show you the ingredients I'm using today. You'll need a decent piece of steak, some bacon, onion and an egg, lettuce, tomato, beetroot, pineapple, cheese, and I got some grated carrot too. Barbecue sauce is my choice of sauce for this. And of course you'll need a couple of slices of bread. Now for starters, we need to prepare the meat. So I'm just gonna stick some plastic down here. Put the meat on, put the plastic over. Now we need to beat our meat or tenderize it. Oh gee, that's no good. Actually, that's a lot better. Beat your meat out till it's nice and flat. And then onto there, we'll put some salt and pepper. Now I'm just going to be cooking it in the frying pan today. Of course, if you've got a barbecue, use that. Now I'll just see if this is hot. Oh! Yeah, that's hot enough. So I'll just put some lubrication in there, and I want to start cooking the onions. I'm going to fry those and get them caramelized a bit, because they take a little while longer to cook. And of course, if you're making a steak sandwich, to really caramelize your onions, best to add a bit of beer in there, and that'll help with the cooking. Ooh, that smells good. But that's already taken shape, so that's good. Now, let's chuck my meat on. Guaranteed that'll shrink up a bit. And because I flattened it out, it won't take as long to cook. So I better move that over and find some space for the bacon. Start that cooking too. Now with the bread, I like it just slightly toasted, like really lightly toasted. So make sure I turn that down, because I don't want it too toasted, but I want it just toasted a little bit. Now these onions, caramelizing beautifully. What about this bacon? Yep. Oh yep. Oh yeah, that's good. And this steak. Oh yeah, delicious. Now everything seems to be cooking really nicely, but I've still got the egg to cook. So I'll move that over. And I just want an egg over easy. But I don't want it to escape too much. Prefer it to stay about that size. Now, a quick flip. And it's time to start throwing this steak sandwich together. Now, I did over toast the toast a little bit, but that's all right. It's not a big deal. So, now I'm not even gonna put butter on this because you need the juices of all the ingredients to make it sort of juicy and runny. So first I'll whack on a bit of lettuce. Some beetroot, gotta have beetroot on an Aussie sanger. And some tomato. I like to add a little bit of salt to my tomatoes always. And now the carrot. Next, we'll add on our piece of steak. Put the onions, preferably on the steak sandwich. Now, I like to add a really nice amount of barbecue sauce there. And then put the bacon. Put the cheese, our fried egg, the slice of pineapple, the bread on top, mate, there you go. A delicious steak sandwich with the lot. Now these things are best cut in half in the triangular shape. Well, that's what I reckon. Now these things are really messy, so you might need to throw a towel down or go outside and eat it. That's probably the best place to do it. But danger is my middle name, so let's go. Oh, mate, that's good. Well, I hope you enjoy your steak sandwich. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time I cook something up. See you then.
Ooh.